This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Yeah, two separate questions for sure. So Carl, he's probably ready to go, you know, so we'll have to see where we're at with that. And then Trent's done really well with that. I mean, he's a pretty versatile football player. And Trent's can do a lot of good things, and he was doing a lot of things in that game and a lot of the games and different things we run. He can drop for you, of course. I don't know, it's been a nice add to our defense.
Well, you know, that John Harbaugh talking about Trenton Simpson,
yeah,
by the way.
Because I was just going to say, Bob, you know what's going to be interesting is I don't know if he can be inactive because I think he's on a lot of the special teams. Otherwise, he probably would be inactive if both Jones and Lawson are up. Then there's no reason for him to be active. There's no place for him to play. And he can't rush the pen. You know, I mean, he can blitz. That's all he can do.
But a nice add to the defense.
Eesh.
I mean, he's been kind of the dude handed the job, if you will, 2 years in a row, and he's lost it. Teddy Buchanan, the guy that replaced him, just was named the rookie of the month defensively in the NFL. But if you're going to maximize whatever Trenton Simpson brings to the equation here, what is it? I mean, John didn't dog him there, but, you know, gave him a little praise there.
I guess special teams and blitz. I mean, Bob, what he was saying, kind of like doing like Malik did last year, Harrison, you know, outside. But Malik could stack at the point. And he could set the edge. Malik could because he had some ass to him. Trenton Simpson can't set the edge. He can blitz, period. He can blitz.
Now,
you know,
Carl Lawson, he's going to play Sunday. And he'll plug and play. I mean, he's been on the team for 3 weeks now. He's got a chance to learn the system. So, if we're setting expectations, at least for game one, for Lawson and for Jones, who we're going to talk about here in a second, what are they?
Well, I think two things, Bob. Well, more so Jones than Lawson. With Jones, I think it's another step in the helping the run game. You know, we put up Hamilton up in there, like you said, like another outside linebacker. All right, it helped stop the run. Now, having Jones in there is another 281-pounder, which Van Noy or Mike Green, you know, will be out and insert hit Jones, you know, who's a much better run defender. That helps the run. Now, with Lawson and Jones in the pass rush stuff, bring some pressure, man. Just bring some pressure.
Looking at the stats, and we'll start doing the Vikings film tomorrow. They've given up 33 sacks.
Oh, I know.
Carson Wentz was sacked 19 times before he was finally KO'd for the year. And J.J. McCarthy. Am I reading this right? I know I'm blind.
He's been sacked 14 times.
In three games?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
Could this be, hey, let's get this party started against that O-line. Well, coming up 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
If he's sitting in the pocket, yes, Bob. They're going to try to move him, would be my guess. You know, get him on the boots and do those types of things. But I want to say, Bob, he took sacks at Michigan, too.
Well, he did blow out his knee last year. Was it an ankle, which shut him down this season. Now, for the Ravens, they don't have a ton of sacks.
No.
But Minnesota has 23 as a team, and we know the Ravens' offensive line can be somewhat sketchy in pass protection. Here's John Harbaugh talking about Lamar. Just, you know, no matter what you're throwing at him, he's going to figure out ways to avoid said pressure.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen all that stuff. How long ago was that? 2021. So we're probably focused more on the last four games than 4 years ago, I would say, probably. But we'd certainly remember that game. I mean, you know, that was something we even talked about before the game Thursday night a little bit. I think it was a Thursday night game, if I remember correctly. And it definitely was a key game kind of in the evolution of the offense, for sure, in handling zero blitz. And they still run some of those blitzes, but they're much more evolved now. I mean, they do all kind of different things, and they disguise their blitzes probably more than they used to. And he's running different variations where he's running simulated pressures. He's running, you know, four-man rushes with both inside backers coming, and he's playing man or zone behind it. And
that's referencing Brian Flores, who threw the zero blitz at Lamar a few years back in Miami.
Yeah, and I don't even think Munkin wasn't even the coordinator, was he, Bob?
A 21? That was a G-Row.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not even a good question, you know, to ask. But they're going to blitz, and they're going to come. And how's Todd Munkin and how's Lamar going to handle that? Now, here's the thing is, Bob, why did Minnesota keep blitzing on Detroit? Because they kept getting there. I mean, you'd be dumb to stop. Now, if Lamar pops one, or, you know, he hits a pass and they break one, all of a sudden it's like, you know, you can stop the blitz in a hurry.
News from the NASPD at 81.05. So the Fan, Nolan McGraw, we're going to be hearing from him later in the hour as we get more involved in this Oriole press conference just ended. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Baltimore, bring in Antoine. Antoine, thanks for holding. The floor is yours. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good morning. Well, good afternoon now.
Yeah.
Hey. You know what? Last week was a really good week for us. Two wins.
Mm-hmm.
Defense played solid. Kyle Hamilton got to do all his craziness. And you know what? A friend of mine said he looks like Troy Polamalu out there. Hopefully he can do better. We can get them Super Bowls. So that was great.
I would just hope that the defense, because the defense to me is bend but not break. They've been good in the red zone, but they're still giving up too many yards.
Right. They're still giving up them long drives. Offensively, I like to see them just run some more and get DeAndre Hopkins more involved.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm Eric DaCosta, I'm trying to make Snoop a lifetime Raven because he ran the offense efficiently on last Sunday. I mean, he did his job. I mean, he know the offense. I wouldn't let him go no place else, and you know, let Cooper Rush go on. And it was crazy. I watched that Pittsburgh game to see that Queen and Harrison are both Steelers.
Yep.
Oh man, they just kept calling that name over and over and over. I was like, okay.
Well, I want to say the safety, either Elliott or whatever, is a Raven too.
Yeah, and hurt.
Yeah,
he got hurt. I saw Arthur Millett with Detroit getting lit up by Minnesota, by the way.
That's what he does.
But, you know, Kyle Hamilton doing his thing. Snoop Huntley did what you wanted Rush to do. If Lamar missed a couple of games, you know, be competitive, win one. Rush couldn't do it. If anything, they regressed offensively to the point where it was pretty difficult to watch. But, you know, Tyler Huntley's a guy that's bounced around a lot of teams since he left Baltimore the first time.
Well, Bob, speaking of that, you know, I was just thinking, you know, when he was talking about that, maybe when they bring these guys up, maybe Cooper Rush gets cut.
Hmm.
What do you need him for?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a decision EDC is going to have to talk about within the organization when we come back. How about we count our own money? A little buy or sell. Talk about sports subjects of the day. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. We're going to hear from Mike Elias, David Rubenstein, and Craig Albernaz, who was introduced today as the new Orioles manager. Your phone calls, you want to join us for NFL lunch, you can at 1 o'clock on the Feeble Five, who are the five worst teams in the NFL through 9 weeks. And then Jared Dubin, CBSSports.com. We'll talk National Football League fun with him. AFC North stinks, but what about the NFC North? That thing is wild.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wide open.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Hey, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Got a lot going on in the world of sports. Ravens back at it tomorrow, getting ready for the Vikings. You got the Orioles introducing their new manager today. We're going to hear from them coming up later on in the hour. Terps win, Buzz Williams opener. Maryland women won last night as well. You got the NBA, you got the NHL. Tank Davis's fight against Jake Paul, that's been canceled. Tank Davis just can't seem to get himself out of the police blotter, it seems. Civil lawsuit coming down there, so that one's off the table, but let's count some dough here. Trade deadline, NFL, 4 o'clock, by yourself.
Yeah, we're not making any money today, Bob. We're red on the head today. The Dow's down 234. The S&P's down 65. The NASDAQ is down 381. DraftKings is down $1.72 to $28.86. Under Armour's down 9 cents to $4.29.
Okay. Let's get things started in the NFL. A current look at the AFC playoff picture. See, it features two teams from the East, two from the South, one from the North, and two from the West. Meanwhile, on the outside looking in is actually the Kansas City Chiefs, a team I think most people would agree they're still going to have a seat at the table when it's all said and done. But for now, the Jaguars have the edge over them because, of course, they beat them head-to-head a few weeks back. If you ask any NFL fan, though, to pick between those two teams, probably unanimous Kansas City answer. Meanwhile, Houston, their chances of full rebound, they took a big hit when they lost to Denver, fell to 3-5 as a result. So focusing more so on the South here, buy or sell, Vinny, two teams from the AFC South will make it in the playoffs when it's all said and done.
I'll sell it. You know, the only possible way that they can is if the AFC West, they just beat up on each other, you know, and that would be the way. Otherwise, talent-wise, you know, the NFC West teams are like, just look at the quarterbacks. That's all you got to do.
Over to the NBA, it wasn't long ago that Grizzlies GM Zach Kleinman shot down the idea of trading Ja Morant. A lot of speculation about it in the past, but he called it, quote, a fantasy. Well, now the rumors are back after Morant was suspended one game for conduct detrimental to the team, him and his head coach apparently butting heads quite a bit behind the scenes. And once Morant returned, not quite his usual self, when asked about it post-game, the whole drama in the locker room and all that, pretty short, snippy answers, deflecting, saying, go ask the coaching staff, got nothing to do with me. From a contract standpoint, as we know, Morant 2 years remaining beyond his current season. So buy or sell, Bob, the Morant trade talk, no longer a fantasy, but reality for Memphis.
Oh, it's a strong reality. Remember, Taylor Jenkins got fired towards the end of last year because he lost the locker room. Morant's a guy that's got himself in off-the-court trouble, that he's been suspended for extended periods of time. He's had some injury problems. The coach basically challenged his work ethic in the game where they lost a couple games ago. He didn't like the criticism and went full-on criticized mode after they disciplined him. They lost last night to Detroit, as we talked about during the whip. He was kind of same with the media yesterday. Said he did speak with the coach, but he didn't really elaborate too much. I think that's a marriage that's crumbling before our eyes, and he will be traded away.
Hey, how about Sam Darnold, huh? Incredible performance on Sunday night when the Seahawks beat the Commanders. Was it 16 of 16 or 17 of 17 to start the game through that first incompletion all the way in the third quarter? Four touchdowns, no picks along the way. About as good and efficient as it gets at the quarterback position. That's now 16 touchdowns on the year to just five interceptions and surpassed 2,000 yards as well. Really building on the breakout year he had in 2024, took a lot of people by surprise. Finished last year with 35 touchdowns, 12 picks, 4,300 yards. Buy or sell, Vinny, Darnold will actually end up being even better than he was last season.
He struggled the last two games. When's the struggles come in at Seattle? I'm going to sell it. I think he's going to hit a bump in the road. And he's got one great receiver. You know, at Minnesota, he had a bunch.
Let's see here. Over in baseball. Remember back in the late 2010s, mid-2010s, Dave Roberts taking over as the Dodgers manager those first couple years. A lot of heavy criticism from Dodgers fans in particular, media around Major League Baseball, coming up short in the playoffs. That was always their MO. They have these superstar rosters. They can never get over the hump. Well, then came 2020, and even that title was criticized because short season. Then you get back-to-back. So it's finally any criticism you can have. It's out the door. Say what you want about the super team rosters they've built, but Dave Roberts has actually had to navigate some issues when they get to the playoffs. Last year, they didn't have really any starting pitching at all. This year, the bullpen, extremely unreliable. And now three rings on that hand. Pretty strong resume. Buy or sell Bob Roberts, and now a sure thing for the Baseball Hall of Fame.
I'm going to buy it. Not to mention he won a ring as a player. Remember his stolen base against the Yankees in the ALCS. When he was with the Red Sox, when they were down 0-3, turned that series around. So he won't get it as a player. And he was, you know, good player. But as a manager, how do you deny him? Put it in perspective, Earl Weaver and Billy Martin combined have 2 World Series rings. He's got 3. And back-to-back, first time in the National League in 50 years. I mean, come on. High payroll and all. He has navigated through some rough waters, as you said, Nolan. So go ahead. Give him his flowers, as the young kids would say.
And I'm sure the betting markets probably have them favored for a three-peat.
Oh,
right,
no
now,
doubt about it.
Without even seeing the offseason.
And whatever needs that they have, they're going to address it with that big old fat paycheck that they got.
All right. Well, before we break here, the giveaways continue today on Vinny and Haney. As we mentioned yesterday, we've got a $50 gift card to Barrel House Live, giving it away every single day this week. Of course, Barrel House Live, that's where we're going to be doing Baltimore Game Day Uncensored this coming Sunday morning. So come on out and join us. Great excuse to do so if you got 50 bucks in your pocket. I'm looking for caller number 8 at 410-583-1057 to be today's winner.
When we come back, Kevin Allstriker, talk about the number 8 for the Ravens, Lamar Jackson. He's back in the lineup, and he threw 4 touchdown passes. Now they're going to Minnesota, USA Today, Ravens Wire. Going to hear from the Orioles. Their press conference ended earlier in the hour. Stick around for that. NFL lunch. You want to join us for that? You can at 1 o'clock. Feeble 5 at 1:15. And then Jared Dubin, CBSSports.com. Trade deadline coming up at 4 o'clock. Any blockbusters coming our way?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wait. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw joining us now. He does every Tuesday. USA Today, the Ravens Wire. It's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good afternoon. How are you feeling?
Good afternoon, guys. Yeah, you know, it's you kind of count down the hours and the minutes until 4 o'clock. The Ravens, obviously, they've been busy, made the trade last night, and I know a lot of people are hoping that they do a couple more things.
Well, Draymond Jones, as you heard during Nolan's update, he comes over. 35 career sacks, 4.5 in his last four games. Third-round pick at 19 out of Ohio State by Denver. So, briefly in Tennessee, now levels up in the standings for sure. Coming here to Baltimore, and I was asking Vinny this, with Lawson expected to be active for the Vikings as well. How much better can the pass rush be in the second half of the season compared to what it was in the first half, where it wasn't all that great?
Yeah, I think it can be better. And, you know, we've seen over the past couple of weeks that they've been able to generate more pressure, but a lot of that has come from blitzing. You know, they haven't been very good at all at rushing with four guys only and dropping guys back into coverage. They haven't won in those opportunities. They're on pace to be one of the worst defenses in that regard in history. So, you know, Draymond Jones and Carl Lawson are two guys that can win one-on-one. You can line them up on the edge. And Draymond Jones, being a former D lineman, you know, he started off as a interior guy. He's 281 pounds currently, and he's a guy that you have that inside-outside versatility with, so I'm sure that's part of the reason why Baltimore traded for him. But I think we've seen that the Ravens are going to be a lot more aggressive with their blitz packages and, you know, moving Kyle Hamilton around, but they only had three outside linebackers on the – they were essentially using Kyle Hamilton as an edge guy over the course of the last couple of weeks, and he can still do that. But, you know, having Draymond Jones in there will certainly help. You mentioned Carl Lawson too. Like, those are two guys that can win one-on-one. You know, I don't expect them to come in here and be 10 sack guys or anything like that, but at some point, you know, with the guys that they have right now – Kyle Van Noy is, you know, you have to manage his snaps. He's not a three-down player at this point. You know, you want to be able to maximize him. Mike Green is a rookie. I think bringing in Draymond Jones will honestly probably help him in terms of taking some responsibility off his plate on earlier downs. And then, you know, David Ajabo, I think that Carl Lawson and Draymond Jones both are better than what David Ajabo brings to the table right now. So I think it will be better, but they have to solve being able to rush with four. You know, they've been good, aggressive with their blitzing, but you know, come playoff time, if you're that aggressive against these quarterbacks like Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, et cetera, you know, you can get to them. But if you don't get there, they're going to tear you apart.
Kevin, who goes? You know, you add two bodies. Some people got to go.
Yeah, I think, well, if the Ravens were, so if they were to add a cornerback, because, you know, the Ravens traded Jair Alexander, they replaced that roster spot with Draymond Jones. If they make another trade today, then if it's a corner, maybe like Keon Martin's your backup slot. So the guy you'd have to bring in would have to play in the slot unless you want to use Kyle Hamilton there. You know, I feel like so if they trade for an offensive lineman, I would assume Ben Cleveland is probably the one that's the odd man out, and he's the one that probably gets cut. Again, I don't see a path for Ben Cleveland to play. It's clear the Ravens don't really, you know, they don't want to play him, and I don't really know why he's back in the first place. But I feel like if it's a Kevin Zeitler or Cesar Ruiz, as people are talking about, maybe it's Ben Cleveland. On the interior, you know, I said they had three outside linebackers before this trade. I don't know if they'd go back to that and move off of David Ajabo if they brought in like a Quinton Williams on the interior. I'm not sure, but I mean, I think the move for the Ravens is probably to make one more trade. I think two would be great, but you know, I don't think that's
what do you want to see, Kevin? Well, I want to see a D tackle. What do you want to see?
I think that's number one priority. O line also is a huge priority, but it just depends on what they. I know Calais Campbell's a popular name, but after Arizona's win last night, I'm not sure he's going anywhere, especially after having two sacks and Arizona still being in it. So, you know, it depends if they want to give up like the Roquan package, a 2 and a 5 for Quinton Williams, or, you know, you want to go and maybe you trade with Miami for Zach Sealer or someone along those lines. I think D-line is really important because with Madubuike out, with Washington being out, you need some players to take pressure off of guys like Travis Jones at times. And, you know, they're relying on snaps from John Jenkins, who's been great, all things considered, but you don't want to have him be relied upon late in the year. So I think D-line and O-line, but if I had to guess, I'd probably assume they make a trade for a D-lineman.
Now, with the addition of Draymond Jones, what Kevin, what I liked about him was watching his tape. Plays the run better than anybody the Ravens had. He plays, you know, like Tavius Robinson played the run. That's kind of how I see him playing the run. He's very good technician, you know, at 281 pounds with long arms.
Yeah, and he's someone that, yeah, you're exactly right. He can be physical against the run and set that edge really well. And I think, again, that can take some pressure off of Mike Green's plate, which I think is really good. And they don't really have a lot of those, like, powerful edge rushers. Like Mike Green, he does have power to him, but, you know, he has those, like, finesse moves. And, you know, Calvin Noy again, like, he can show you some power from time to time. But I think Draymond Jones, being a former interior guy, having that power and the likes, it's going to be really important for him, because I think you can now specialize and use Mike Green as a pure pass rusher in more situations. And for Draymond Jones, him coming in and being able to do that on early downs, I mean, the Ravens are getting a guy who, again, you're right, like, they're missing that from Tavius. He also comes in as Baltimore sack leader off the jump right now. So they're upgrading in a lot of different areas. Is this like, oh, the Ravens have Draymond Jones, they're Super Bowl favorites? No, it's not that kind of move. But I think it's a solid move and an upgrade over what you currently had in a lot of different areas. And if they can continue to add to that and make a move or two more to continue to bolster that D-line or bolster the O-line and continue to upgrade those positions, I think it'll all work out for them pretty well.
Now, the O-line is going to be challenged big time on Sunday. Number one, the crowd noise, and number two, all the blitzing, you know, and that seems to cause, you know, the Voorhees and the Falele's and Rosengarten's issues when you got a lot of different people coming from different areas that are good athletes.
Yeah, I'm going to be curious to see how that works. And I mean, we'll see how the deadline plays out at four, if they add a guy, but if not, you know, they're gonna roll with who they have. And, you know, at this point, John, I know John Harbaugh's teased, you know, everything's on the table and, you know, they're looking at everything, but I think this is probably what they're just going to roll with. And, you know, you're right, it hasn't just been the guards, but it, you know, they're a big part of it. You mentioned Rosengarten, Stanley's been in and out of the lineup with injury, you know, everybody's had a part to play in it. But like we kind of saw in that Miami game, guys were getting pushed off the ball. Patrick Ricard was getting pancaked himself. So I'm hoping he'll be able to have a bounce back game. I thought he had some moments in that Miami game, but we also saw things later, like, you're like, whoa, you don't really see Pat get pancaked like that too often. So I think they just need to be more physical up front, because right now they are being out physical. That even if you're a Lamar Jackson or a Derrick Henry or the best quarterback, best running back in the NFL, whoever you are, you know, you're not going to get a lot if you have a guy in the backfield every 1.5 seconds. So I'm with you. It's going to be a challenge. You know, Brian Flores, and the last time that, you know, that all went down was 2021 in Miami. So they got one chip off their shoulder. Lamar Jackson did with that Miami game, the win. And hopefully he'll get another one off his shoulder this weekend with the Brian Flores game.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, real quick, Ravens 4.5-point favorites. The number one key, boy, they just need to win, but to get out of the Minnesota area with a W, because if Lamar's playing, I don't see the Ravens being underdogs in the foreseeable future here.
Yeah, I'd probably just say, limiting turnovers and getting turnovers. I think that's the biggest key. You know, I like that number for the Ravens if they're able to protect the football, get a turnover or two. That's been one of the key differences in the past couple of weeks. So hopefully they can continue that trend, because the turnover battle, it's really important, as we've seen, both positively and negatively for the Ravens.
Kevin Allstriker, what's happening at USA Today, Ravens Wire. Ravens back at it tomorrow.
Yeah, just, you know, obviously monitoring the deadline and then diving into the additions. And obviously they made a couple subtractions as well. So kind of going over their roster once it's all said and done, the strengths, the weaknesses, and the whole deadline, whether, you know, the moves they've made for Gilman and Draymond Jones are the only ones, or if they'll add another name or two to that list.
Kevin, appreciate it as always. Talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Kev.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
There's Kevin Allstriker. We'll come back. Here from the Orioles, Mike Elias, David Rubenstein, and Craig Albernaz, the new Orioles manager, met with the media. We'll get into that a little bit. Definitely be talking about it next couple of days. We've got NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. If you want to join us for that, you can at 410-583-1057. If you're Eric DaCosta, what are you adding realistically before the 4 o'clock trade deadline? Feeble Five, who are the five worst teams in the National Football League through 9 weeks? And then Jared Dubin, NFL, CBSSports.com. Ravens, is it their division to win all of a sudden? The New York Jets are trading Sauce Gardner to the Indianapolis Colts for 2 first-round draft picks. 2 picks for the Colts, who lost last week to Pittsburgh. That was more because they were turning the ball over. But the Jets, they signed Sauce Gardner this offseason. 4 years, $120.4 million extension. Doesn't make it through the season now. Going to wear the horseshoe with the Colts. It goes from last place to first place.
Damn, I wonder what the cap ramifications are to that one, Bob. I mean, but that's a deal where you know, the Colts call and say, are you guys, you know, willing to trade Sauce Gardner? We'll listen to anything, but, you know, better hit a home run. Give you two ones. Done.
Yeah, I mean, is he... He's a talented guy.
But he hasn't had many picks. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's making a fortune.
Is he Dion? Is he, you know, Mike Haynes? Is he that guy?
No. Hey, and Bob, when you look at it, all right, they're going to have to draft a quarterback, right? So they're going to be picking. They might be picking first, and then they're going to be picking. If you're the Colts, you're saying, all right, here's how you justify it. All right, if we get Sauce, you know, we're going to be picking late 20s or 30s, at least. You know, we got everybody back, you know, for a couple of years. So what is, so what? You know, I mean, that's kind of how you
justify. Yeah, you're in it to win it.
Yep, no doubt.
And he signed, and as you said, the cap hit, who knows what that's going to be. But for the Jets, who know, now Quinnen Williams could be on the table, maybe.
Two ones, Bob, yeah, for that.
Yeah, now, who knows?
I'm not giving up a one.
Now, Breece Hall apparently could be had. You want to go there. I mean, this young core that they built within the last couple of years is already getting dismantled.
Bob, if I could, if I'm Eric and I kind of feel like Matabike, if he's not going to be able to play football again, you know, who, I hope he is, but if not, you got a ton of money tied into him. Now, Quinnen Williams, it costs you a 2 and a 4. Quinnen Williams is a beast. You know, that's not their style, though. I mean, to give up, you know, something like that.
We'll see. But a big trade there just happening over the last few minutes. Sauce Gardner to the Colts. 2 first-round draft picks going back to New York. Now, earlier today, just wrapped up about an hour ago, the Orioles introduced their new manager, Craig Albernaz. And we had David Rubenstein and Mike Elias there as well. This is something we'll probably get into a little more in-depth tomorrow. But Albernaz, as he talked to the assembled media down at the warehouse, was asked about analytics and how that fits into his world.
I love the information. I want all the information. Those data points have been available for years now, like batting average, ERA, that's all data points. But now, like, you can now get a little bit granular and, you know, there's better information. And me, my coaching staff, we're going to want that information. But that's only a piece of the puzzle. You know, I talk about it in, like, you're trying to place good bets on the field. Those numbers, those data points help you place those bets, but it's not 100% certainty. You know, at the end of the day, the players go out and play, like I talked about before. So it's equipping them with the right information at the right time that's digestible, but also getting the players' feedback and listening to your players.
Yeah, and maybe go by feel oftentimes as well. And we'll see if that's going to be his MO as a manager. And last year, because Cleveland, like the Orioles, didn't hit a ton of home runs. I mean, they have Jose Ramirez, who's a top three finalist for most valuable player. He's one of the best players in baseball. But they did a lot of bunting, and in particular, sacrifice bunting. One of the tops in baseball, he and Stephen Vogt together. Orioles had 4 sacrifice bunts on the year. I mean, they were all in on, you know, hitting runs, kind of not even a thing anymore. But they weren't really great at advancing runners. And since they weren't bashing away the home runs they were 2 years ago when they finished 2nd in baseball in homers, their run production really suffered. And they've sucked since the All-Star break, Nolan, of 2024 with runners in scoring position. I mean, there's a fine mix that you can have. I mean, if you've got Aaron Judge 15 times in your lineup, hey, let's just hit home runs, and we'll just beat your brains in. But you've got to get a little more creative here offensively, especially when your team's not all that great in situational hitting circumstance.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that, I mean, I liked about the hire to begin with is just the fact that, you know, coming from that organization in Cleveland, that's kind of their MO. You know, they don't just say, all right, we're a beer league softball team and everyone's going to hit 30, 35 homers. You know, they find different ways to get it done. Stephen Kwan, great example. You know, he's a key cornerstone piece of that lineup. He's not a power guy, but you sure want him in there every day. So there's room to have different roles in baseball. And I think with recent rule changes, the game has kind of started to become more entertaining and getting away from that 3 true outcomes nonsense that was plaguing the game for so long. There is excitement. There is room for different roles, and we'd love the Orioles to take advantage.
And Kwan, by the way, is a guy that could be had this offseason. He was almost traded during the trade deadline from Cleveland, where Albernaz is coming from. And not that this matters, I wouldn't think, but he was teammates of Adley Rutschman's at Oregon State when they won the national championship. So Stephen Kwan, another left-handed stick, but you put him at the top of your lineup. I know that Tony Manziello said that Jackson Holliday was going to be the leadoff hitter for the next 5 years. Well, Manzo's not here anymore. So I'm guessing that Albernaz is going to have his own ideas to what the lineup should look like. But what do you do with Moonman? You put him in center field because maybe his best position's in left field. Kwan's a gold glove guy in left field. You know, choices, decisions to be made. But if Kwan's available, if I'm the Orioles, I'm inquiring about what the availability will be and what it's going to cost me to get him over here.
Right, and your first instinct would be, well, why would Cleveland trade to another American League contending team? But I mean, they just did that with the Blue Jays, with Jimenez. So I don't think they really care where they send a player if they're trading. They're just looking for value.
Here's Craig Albernaz talking about culture and set by the players and how he's a big fan of that.
Yeah, the culture is set by the players. Us as a coaching staff, front office, we support the players. You know, at the end of the day, coaches don't play, front office members don't play, the players play in between the lines. It's all about the boys, and that's something that will drive that culture is the players in that clubhouse, and we're going to be there to support them every step of the way. You know, I'm a firm believer in leadership comes in different ways and styles. You don't have to be a veteran to be a leader. You could be a young guy, and everyone leads by example or leads in their own way. And so it's up to me to figure out how each player ticks.
And he's going to get to learn these guys. I'm sure he knows them from afar. I mean, he's been in that Cleveland dugout for a couple of years, came up through the Tampa system. But he's seen this current crop of Orioles player. And, you know, he's going to go in there, I guess. I don't know. It doesn't sound like he's going to be flipping tables and ruining the postgame food spread. But who knows? I mean, he's saying a lot of things to the media, and, you know, this will all come to fruition coming up in mid-February once they get down to Sarasota.
I like the stuff that he's been saying. I mean, he sounds like he knows what he wants. You know, he sounds like a true pro.
What do you think?
This is one of the bigger things for me, the player leadership. One of the biggest things I was looking for out of whoever got the new Orioles manager job is that the Orioles have an abundance of talent. There's no doubt about it. Make a debate about getting the most out of that talent. That's another task for Albernaz. But in my opinion, they really lack a player leader on the team, despite having, in my opinion, probably 3-4 guys who could fit that mold. I don't care who it is that steps up, but somebody's got to do it, right? And everyone wants to talk about Adam Jones. Well, you don't have to be Adam Jones. You know, be your own player, but we need the players to hold themselves accountable. You know, you're no longer just a young team. These guys are getting older. These guys are in their mid to late 20s now. They're not the baby birds anymore. Those days are gone. So it's time to take that next step. Handle your business on the field. That's always the most important thing. But, you know, Albernaz can't be the only one cracking the whip. The players have to buy in.
When we come back, John Harbaugh, he always leads by example. And with an iron fist, he doesn't have a doghouse. Wink, wink. But we'll talk about John Harbaugh. We'll get into this trade deadline. A couple of trades are going down in the last 5 to 10 minutes in the NFL. 4 o'clock is that deadline. If you're running the Ravens, what are you trading for? Within realism. Hey, I want to get Abdul Carter from the Jets. No, we're not going there. If you're going to swing a move, hey, defensive tackle be nice. What about an O-lineman? Are teams willing to give up that sort of, would you fancy a reunion with Kevin Zeitler? That sort of thing. If you're going to bust a move, what's it going to be? You got the Feeble Five, who are the 5 worst teams in the NFL through 9 weeks. And then we'll talk about the trade deadline. Jared Dubin, Sauce Gardner to the Colts, 2 first-round draft picks going back to New York. Crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.